we had the whole piece of Haggadah to Gemara before the Mishnah. Since I didn't keep any Gemara all year, I'm not going to skip this. Amar Rabba Barbachan, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Barbi Lai. Hey, Rei, Shalai Kedaris Rishainim, Beres Acharainim, Beres Rishainim, the Shammai. The Shammai was so machmir that even cuts of Lagarish is Ishtay the Nimlach is Paslam in Akuluna. And there is a writer of Daisa who is the opposite, very makel. Itanya Shruya Echeles, the Truma Dibber of Daisa. And Rav Daisa, the Chima Asala, Ardi Zed, the Shemiyach Lavein Dadeh, Paslam in Akuluna. So the Gemara is making a very unclear statement. It's saying there's a big difference between those who shine him and those who shine him. It doesn't really tell us what we're supposed to take away from it exactly. The Gemara brings a second memory. Amar Abba Barachan Rav Yechon, Mishrim Yehuda Bar Eloi, Boyu Re'ei, Shaloi Kedoris Rishayim Deris Achrayim. Deris Rishayim Achnisa Perasem Derach Traksama and Kedem Chayv on the Mises. They went out of their way to be Mechuyev in Mises. And Deris Achrayim Achnisa Perasem Derach Gagois, Derach Kapifas, Deir Lepaitra Amin Amaisa. Amar Rav Yana, Eina Tevel Mishayim in Mises, Shir Pnei Abayis. Shnem of Yaki HaKadosh Min HaBayis Yechon Omer Atul HaKotze Kavash Shnem of Achul B'Sharecha B'Saveyu. So again, the Gemara makes the statement that there's a difference between Darius Yishayim and Darius Achrayim, and doesn't seem very unclear what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying we shouldn't do it the way we do it in the Darius Achrayim, disapproving of it or approving of it, and it's just a chilek pashut. Pasha doesn't mean that the way the Deir Sachranim do is bad. I'm not saying the way the Deir Sachranim do is bad. Just saying that the way Deir Sachranim do is because it's a lower Madraga. The Deir Sachranim, they were confident, they'll be the kind of mitzvah properly. They weren't afraid to be Mekhaya themselves. The Deir Sachranim, we were more afraid, will be Avin Avera. So we machtes it in a way that's possible. Just Tosis, Derech Gagois, a very important idea, which since we're not familiar with Hilchos Rayim, Seder Zeraim B'Klal, we're very unfamiliar. So I just would like to share with you the Klal of Trumas HaMaisris, which I think is many people are confused about. Trumas HaMaisris, if you're eating a Suda Derech Kvan, if you're eating a meal with Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, you're always fulfilled in Trumas HaMaisris as long as they're fully grown. There's a peric in the Septus Maisris which goes through how what's fully grown. The dates where they get dots on them or different Peiros, different things. To eat a Sudas Kavah, the Mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisris immediately. It has nothing to do with Derech Traksamine or Derech Gagais or Kafifais. It's always that. Derech Arai, take it a snack, your pocket. There are seven things that are machayev a person in Achivas Arai. If you have to get Trumas HaMaisris, even for a snack, it's a simin, the way to remember it. If every time you bump into it, you chazer it, you'll have something from it. The simin is the word kisim chaseim. Why is the word kisim chaseim? I don't know, but that's what the Mishnah is. The Septus Maisris, one of the Mepharshim brings. Again, Achilas Kva, Yechai Trumas HaMaisris right away, as soon as it's fully grown. Achilas Arai, there are seven Mechaidim. Chof, Sin, Mem, Ches, Tav, Aleph, Mem. And if I can get them all straight, we must have done it once. I don't know when I had it. Kisim Chaseim. Chop stands for kavush. If you pickle it, if you pickle fruit, it becomes mechuyev right away, or vegetables. Shin stands for Shabbos. If you eat a meal on Shabbos, even a snack on Shabbos, it's chayav in Trumas HaMaisris immediately, even for a snack. Arai on Shabbos is the same as a regular meal during the week. Chaf Shin Mem stands for Mecher. If you sell it, if you sell something, it's also Mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisris right away. And Ches stands for Chatzer. That's our Gemara. If you machdis it, Mechatzerai, like Rav Yehudim says, or Lebeisai, like Rav Yehudim says, If you make this a lechatzer, it's side of truma semaisis. Tav stands for truma. If you separate truma from tevel, it automatically becomes tevel for maiser also. In other words, you might think, I'll separate truma, but I'm really putting for maiser, this is a snack. Once you separate truma, it's kaveya for that. Aleph stands for aish, if you cook it. If you cook fruits and vegetables, they become a chuyah for truma semaisis, even for achilas arai. And the last mem stands for melach, if you salt it. You salt it, you preserve it. Those seven things, that's a simin for the seven things that are the chayah of a person in truma semaisis, even derech arai. But not to be confused, a lot of people know from Gemara, you have it here and there, you take it into the window, you toss it. Or if you don't make a meruach on the pile of wheat, you toss it. It's not entirely true. It's only true for achilas arai. Achilas kavar, something that's achilas kavar, that you will clear the trumas and isis, even if you're out in the field. You pick it off the field, you take it in to eat, you also will clear the trumas and isis. So those are basically the rule of trumas and isis, which come in here. Aga, that's what Taisa says. Derek Aga is there. Taisa ben Abaisa, haidu dafka achilas arai, Taisa says. Achilas kavas, yeah. Okay, let's start this Mishnah. This Mishnah, again, even though it's the last week or week and a half of this man, this Mishnah is a Yisayt Gadol. Big Yisayt in Shas and a big Yisayt in Halacha L'maisa. And to have the straight Gedarim of Ein Adam Maisa B'Yaseh B'Yaseh Nus is not easy. We try as much as we could to have a Havana in what it means Ein Adam Maisa B'Yaseh B'Yaseh Nus and how it applies to Halacha. First one from Pashuk Shat Nishn. Okay, I'm a Garish Yisishtai V'mani Imai V'Pundiki. I know most of you wrote this Mishnah already like Wednesday or Thursday. Try to take a fresh look at the Mishnah. We'll go to my soup shopping, but let's see a simple chat in the Mishnah. Hamagaris is Ishtai Vamana Imai Bafundiki. A man gave his wife a cat, they divorced her. And now that the Yichud, the Fundiki, the Shama Yaimrim, Eina Tzricha Himena Gatshaini, Israel Lyman Tzricha Himena Gatshaini. What does that mean? The Shama says there was a Kedusha Diyah. The Shammai said there was no Kiddushei Diyah. Eina Tzrichei Mena Get Sheini. The Shammai says, Tzrichei Mena Get Sheini means there was a Kiddushei Diyah. But they argue and we'll see in the Gemara. That's Pashuk Shat Machlokes, right? And if the Shammai says we don't say he was Mekadosh Ovad Diyah, and the Shammai says he was Mekadosh Ovad Diyah. Is this the same as the Machlokes and I in Tesomid days? And the first Mishnah that I test on the day, the same, I mean, very similar. The Shammai Yaimer Paiter Adam Ishtai Beget Yasha. It's so ice. Same like this. What's the case there? It's not the same exact case, but isn't it the same like this? A man wrote a get for his wife, he didn't get it there yet. And then he was Miyachiz with her. Same like this? The Shammai says, okay, let's see. The Shammai says, Paito Adam Ishtabi Get Yashon, that we're not Choshish to Tashmish. We don't say there was a Diyah in between. So the Shammai seems to be consistent with Shitasa, you know? Huh? I want to see some recognition here, huh? Bishami is the same. Bishami says in our Mishnah there's no beer, and here Bishami says there's no beer. No. Where? So they have to shut them to Gemara. We didn't give them that there was a beer, just not a beer with Shem Kedusha. Okay. Here, in the previous Mishnah, Beis Shammai says there was no Biyah. You know what he says? But there was a Biyah just because there was Shem Yairu? Huh?
go into the city.
Okay, 1 second. Just first the Gemara. The Gemara? Okay, compare it. No, come on. Maybe there's mine, your brain could still be working. Huh? Apply yourself. That's right, I wanted to get to the Tysus. So everything, this Tysus and this Mishnah, a lot is decided on this. Let's just leave it to hear you. No, Beishamai said, Paito Adam is Mishnah Biget Yasha. Which means that Beishamai Pashashad the Mishnah is not Chayshish Fadiyah. We feel like Srim, there is a Chayshish Fadiyah, as the Gemara says, they feel not really Chayshish Fadiyah, because there is Shami Yayim. Whether it's a deal or not doesn't really matter, because there is Shami Yayim. Tysus there brought Yushami. Tysus Beishamai Sahi. Shad and Beishamai. Beishamai said, which way over there? If the get is good yet. We're not worried about Tashmish. The place is born to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Mephaj, or the Tanayim. The Beishamai is full of Terech HaMegarish. The Shamai Shita is, Lo Yegarish Adam is Ishtai, Elam came up to Ba'erva. Ba'erva. A person shouldn't give his wife a get unless he suspects her of being Mizana Tachta. That's Beishamai Shita. Now Beishamai agrees that a man and wife agree to have a get, they have a get. But there are clouds when a man is begarish his wife against her will, Beishamai holds only if she was Mizana, he's Chayshish, she was Mizana Tachta. Therefore, that the Hilchas Mizuhemeh see the Einav. They may go all out. That line of Beishamai is very important. What does Beishamai say? Beishamai holds that if a man suspects his wife of Znus, it's the only way to give her again. Balkar. The only way to force her to take again. Mimela. Beishamai says, well, not because she should be bail her. Why not? Why not? If I say, look in the Tysus, it's on the right side of the cover, the Gemara, at the bottom of the page, and I attest on the day. Beishamai Sadri. Taichin in this Yerushalmi. You'll see it plugs into our mission. You'll see in a minute. The Yerushalmi Mepharish Adwa Tanayah, the Beishamai Sadri. What's Beishamai Shita? So Beishamai holds the Perakamai Garish on that Tzadik. No, you Garish Adwa Mesishtayim came up to the Vareva. You're not supposed to be Garish your wife unless you suspect us this. Hilchah Mizuhemesi Be'ena Be'ena Ba'ala. What do those words mean? Those words, Hilchah Mizuhemesi Be'ena Be'ena Ba'ala, will be a focus of what we're going to talk about today. That's nice to say. As a man suspects his wife was designed to tap up, he's not going to be by the way. She's disgusting to him. And what if they still hold? If they still also hold, she's disgusting to him in such a case. Huh? What? Look at the Shari Bikul. Look at the Texas says though. The Tilly is Lahu. The Tilly says no. I feel like the Kikhar say Tashima is Yakuma Garsha. They don't know who I'm saying. The Tilly says, see, the Tilly is Maida to the Shari. If he's Chayshish up his nose, she's in Zuhemis. She's disgusting to him. The Tilly just says, well, it could be the Garisha, not because he's Chayshid up his nose. So the Meila, she's not Mizuhemeh, she's not deceptive him. So the Meila, you have your ball now. But the Dishu Rishami, it seems clear that Saibe Sol, Saibe Shammai agree that if a man is in a situation with a woman that is Chayshid up his nose, the Zoch Hashad, that'll be Baal. That's what Rishami says. That's not a Machos of Rishami Sol. But a man is married to a woman, and he's patient of, she's in the same path of, he won't be by over. Won't be by over. That's what Tesis brings to Yerushalmi. Now, plugging that into our Beishamai, HaMagayash HaSishtai V'Vanei Imei B'Pudiki, Beishamai Oymen Ein Tzrichai Menoget, Shaini,